Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
Right off the bat, we have some new merch.
Yes.
Merchandise merch for all the cool kids. If you remember the old Nintendo-style box, you know, the original Nintendo, the very first boxes that came out, they called them like the Black Box series. It's us in 8-bit form. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it does. Looks amazing.
You can check that out if you go to spreadshop.com and just search for the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. You'll find it. It's really cool. We put it on a bunch of things. If you do purchase it, make sure you take a photo, post it, you know, tag us in your social media posts. I don't know about the Russell the One-Eyed Muscle thing. So here's my thought. I was designing it. I feel like I may be able to get around the fact that it's a cartoon cock.
Yeah.
I may be able to get around that to just subtly not make it that, but just like, you know, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact if I write Russell the One-Eyed Muscle on it is going to give it away what it is. So I really don't think that's going to go through. And the other thing is that would be strike number two for me on that website of trying to put something in there. So I don't know if I even want to risk it to have our shop shut down.
Hey, you know, we can even get that new design on a pillow.
Absolutely.
So if you ever wanted to sleep with me and Dave at the same time, now you can with a Vulgar Burrito pillow.
Mm-hmm. Tag right? team.
Mm.
It'll be the best sleep you've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
My face on yours. Just think of the possibilities. Oh, yeah. I hate to think of somebody using our pillow for other reasons. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Hey, you know what? If you buy the merch,
use it however you want.
Yeah. Go ahead and put a glob on Mike's face. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about besides the merch store is, you know, if you're listening at this very moment, you're a listener, you're tuned in, you're waiting for the comedy, and we will deliver. Sometimes we're going to talk about real shit. Always try to put a twist on it. If we can't, it means it's, you know, a very serious topic and we're just discussing it because the rest of the world does and we like to give our opinion. But if you're listening at this moment, we really want you to understand that you can help get us in front of people that would have never found us before. Other people may enjoy us as well. Why keep that to yourself? Share us. Go back and find your favorite episode. Maybe the episode that you found us on. You know, the one that made you just cry in laughter, and take that and make a post about it and share it. It literally takes like 2 minutes and it would get us in front of people that would normally never either search for us or will never find us ever. Believe it or not, some people are like still clueless to what a podcast is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. I think they think maybe you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why people aren't interested. Oh, I'm not downloading that. It's a link. Literally, share the link and they click on it and boom, there we are. The problem with ours is, like, because of stuff we talk about, algorithms completely screw us over.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is a couple keywords. You know, they scrutinize these things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a million followers. We're not two bears in one cup or whatever, you know, two bears in a cave.
We're not established celebrities, so we don't have an automatic following.
So. Right. So we don't get a pass.
Yeah.
Is basically what it is, you know. The only way we can get out there and get past these algorithms is to be shared. Once we start getting shared, they start to relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've noticed that with, you know, like the 80s episode. Highest episode to date. We really didn't get that vulgar in it. We just talked about the 80s. So it completely bypassed all those algorithms. Helped us out. That's also one we had a nice celebrity promoted.
Yeah.
Mary King actually listened to it and shouted us out.
That was
really cool. I'm sure that helped, you know, not after the trouble he got in and then we got flagged again, probably, but whatever. But yeah, just in short, just please take this moment, not this moment, listen to the show and then take a moment. But after the show, do us a favor and tag us in a post. We'll definitely shout you out. Yeah, it really helps us out.
Please.
We're begging. Mike's on his knee. Oh, that's not why he was on his knees. You're not begging. Ooh. Mike, come back up. We need to do the show.
Okay, sorry.
Was that me nutting? It was like a shotgun blast to your face. Boy. Shout out to Kurt Cobain.
Jesus Christ.
And this is why we get banned right here.
Never mind.
Let me open up real quick. I know I've done the talking so far, but I just want to open up with something cool.
Yeah.
I thought was cool was...
Hit me with it.
I'm a real big fan of Shane Gillis. I really enjoy him.
Me too.
The fact that he was fired from Saturday Night Live and then comes back to host this past weekend for the same jokes that basically got him fired the first time, you know, and
yeah.
Part of me is like super happy for him to be like, to throw it in their face of like,
yeah.
Oh, you need me now. And to be graceful about it and not like, I mean, he has to take that platform. He has to. I mean, he can't just say, no, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
fucked me. And
that's
I'm
kind of a full
you.
Circle moment, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like redemption. In the same sense, shame on NBC for like completely disregarded this guy, fired him based on, oh, your jokes and blah, 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 and a couple cast members threw him under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm guessing cast members that aren't there anymore, but
yeah,
it was crazy to me. But I'll tell you what, after watching, like, his monologue was fantastic, and I can tell at certain points he became kind of iffy, like, man, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this shit on TV, you know? But
yeah,
but he did, you know, watching quite a bit of the show. Saturday Live just sucks. The cast is not what it was. Mm-hmm. It will never be what it was in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s, you know, Will Ferrell and stuff. We'll never be that again, I don't think. You're always going to have your one-liners or your one sketch that just hits and becomes viral and everybody's like, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think people are tuning into this thing
like
they
used
to. Maybe for the Shane Gillis one. And that's what hits me is I was like, you know, NBC just latched on to whoever's
really popular right
really
now.
Popular.
Yeah.
Whoever's trending, which
yeah.
is a marketing thing.
And
I mean,
you know, truthfully,
to.
They've always done that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so, absolutely.
Like the host has always been somebody who's.
It's just so funny that it happens to be him, a guy that they fired.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you like they are always in it for the money. It's just not that funny. Even with skits with him, and I really enjoy his comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that stuff was well written for him. His deliveries are funny. He delivers like a normal human being would, which makes it even more funny.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people are really watching that. I think they're just keeping it going for longevity and the fact that it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like The Simpsons.
I mean,
does anybody really watch The Simpsons anymore? Do you watch The Simpsons?
I can't tell you the last time I watched.
Me neither.
First of all, the last time I watched a full episode of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And I can't tell you the last time I watched a full episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's almost like one of those things, like, it's just been running so long, you can't really cancel it. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's one of those
things.
I mean,
I'm sure it's still, you know, entertaining enough, but.
But maybe it is popular, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I never hear, you know, it's not on social media, it's not on TikToks, it's not on, the only thing you ever, anytime you ever see something about The Simpsons,
see,
it's just like, oh, look what they predicted now.
Uh-huh. Which is crazy. That they've predicted some things.
Yeah. So moving on from there, I just want to say like that was really cool for Shane Gillis to get that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to watch his stand-up special. It's on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet,
but
I will.
Hilarious. So, you know, Super Bowl happened. I was rooting for the 49ers. I thought the storyline was cool. The Brock Purdy, the fact that he was Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the draft, and here he is in the Super Bowl. You know, Ed McCaffrey played for the 49ers with Shanahan's father.
Yeah.
And now in the Super Bowl, you got Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Shanahan, the son.
Yeah, yeah.
So the story was just really cool.
I was torn. I wasn't rooting for the Chiefs at first. I was like, you know, Travis Kelce's a hometown guy. I just kind of ended up kind of rooting for them, I guess, even though I think it probably would have been better for the league if the 49ers won.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But
I think people are just kind of sick of the same teams winning over
and over. Yeah, I think I'm done.
Unless it's your team.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
For the Chiefs anymore.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's your team, you know, like for Kansas City Chiefs fans, they're probably like super thrilled. Like, hell yeah, it's a dynasty.
Yeah.
Kind of like New England Patriots. For us, we're kind of like, damn, we just want to see some new teams win, you know, make it interesting.
Yeah.
Same teams going every year. Yeah, you're great, you know.
What do you think of the halftime show?
That was good. It was safe. There was nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
It was very safe. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was enjoyable enough. I thought Usher did more dancing than he did singing.
Well, I don't think he was lip syncing at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I think he sounded great.
I mean, performance-wise, it was great.
Yeah. I did like the ludicrous thing, the Jermaine Dupri. I thought it was CeeLo, dude. I think a lot of people thought it was CeeLo. I thought it was good.
Yeah. You know. It was good.
It was entertaining. Well, it is what it is.
Since we're talking football, let me get your thoughts on this. So, you know, the Cleveland Browns Stadium has been in the news, you know, in the last week or so. I believe what the Haslams are purchased big area land near Hopkins Airport, I believe.
Yep.
Thoughts on the stadium? They build a new stadium. If they have to move from downtown, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, if they're gonna construct anything, I think this whole debate of dome, no dome, I think is silly just because I think people forget, like, if it is domed, as long as it's a retractable could mean that just an area of it retracts open. It doesn't have to be the full dome that retracts because, you know, we're from Cleveland, football is meant to be played outside. yeah, it's fucking cold and we're paying $400 a ticket to come watch a game. I'd rather just be in nice weather. As long as we don't have a dome, we're never going to get a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We would never. People, well, that's not true. It is very true.
Or WrestleMania, yeah. Or, I mean, there is talks that we could host SummerSlam this summer, but you're not going to get like a WrestleMania in downtown Cleveland if you don't have a dome.
Right. So the fact is you could generate a lot more money to the city by having a dome, because during the off season, the winter months, it could be closed up, holding concerts, holding conventions. But we have this hard image of Cleveland football, which I don't know why we do that anyway, because we, on record, have the most losses of any NFL team in history.
Mm-hmm.
We've been terrible for a good 20-some years. So for us to brag about our football is silly. History is history. We were good at one point when apparently nothing counted.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, I'd say
that's how long ago it's been since the Browns have been good.
Right.
Exactly. When they were good, it didn't count.
Exactly. So, I mean, the whole debate, you know, you're going to get those people that are just diehard, like, this is the way football meant to be played. See, Pittsburgh's going to do it that way, so they're going to let them. Who cares?
Yeah.
Eventually, I do think every stadium will eventually be domed, because they're going to see how much more beneficial it is to a city to be able to do more than just football with it. And that's a wise investment.
Yeah.
To build another stadium that doesn't have a dome would be a poor investment.
Yes.
You might as well just keep what you have.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's a no-brainer, and I think the Haslams, if they're, I mean, they're smart with their money, obviously. Yeah. I do think that they'll make the best choice.
I don't think the city helps in any way unless it's dome, because they know if we build a dome stadium, we're gonna be getting some money back by bigger events hosted throughout the year instead of just during warm weather months. And let's be honest, there's more cold weather months in this area than there is warm weather months.
So. And you know what? And if it's a great game day weather, they're gonna open the dome.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna be played.
Yeah.
Well, we use the bad weather to our advantage. Really?
And how often has that worked in our advantage?
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, let's be honest, like, that stadium, their current stadium, it, even though they've done some stuff to it, it sucks. It was rushed because we only had a short amount of time to get it built.
Yep.
It's the most basic design. The nosebleed, you're almost climbing a ladder.
It's not good.
It's a terrible stadium. It's terrible.
Structurally, I believe there's some issues with it.
Yeah,
that's probably why
it needs to go.
Yeah.
I would prefer them to stay
right
downtown.
There. That'd be awesome. To build a state-of-the-art stadium, which is probably why they purchased new land, is they're going to need a lot of time and you're not going to be able to forfeit a season or play somewhere else. You know, they had talked about, if you keep the stadium where it is and tear it down and build there, they're probably going to have to play it like Ohio State Stadium. You know, the shoe. They'll have to play down there temporarily until the stadium's built. So I think they're trying to avoid that whole mess, you know, which makes sense. So,
yeah. As much as I love watching football games in the snow and stuff, I think those days are coming to an end. I think all these stadiums, like you said, Buffalo, they're going to at least have retractable roofs.
Yeah. Honestly, you're going to sell more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to want to go to more games, knowing that they're not going to be freezing or rained on the whole time. I just think when you're looking at the schedule and you're like, well, we either got to go the first three games or we're not going at all. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that's just, it's stupid to limit yourself like that.
Remember that game we went to against the Titans?
Yes.
It was coming down. It was
minus 27 heavy with wind chill.
Heavy snow.
Beer's frozen.
Beers are frozen. You're sitting in the stands and the snow is just accumulating on your lap.
It's horrible.
We made it to halftime.
Eddie George had like 150 yards by halftime. Browns were losing 20-something to nothing.
Yeah.
And then we had taken Lake Trans, so we were stuck there until the end of the game when we all wanted
to leave. We went and sat on the bus, right, the whole second half.
Yeah. Warmest place in the city.
Yep.
And there was nobody out.
Uh-uh.
We walked around that city. I don't think we saw another person.
Mm-mm.
You were either in that stadium or at your house because it was too damn cold.
Yep.
And then we got back to where my car was. In my windshield wipers, I left them on, so they were frozen, and then they broke as soon as...
I remember that.
It was horrible. This episode is going to be pretty cool, because we're just kind of jumping around on everything.
We're the Vulgar Burrito.
Yeah, we are.
A little bit of everything.
And I want to talk about something real quick. Do you know who Aaron Moriarty is?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't put a face to it.
You ever see the show The Boys? It's like a superhero show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Boys, yeah.
Awesome show. We love it. Gen V is like basically the sequel to it, where it's like a new It's like a school for the superheroes, and that one is just incredible as well. But Erin Moriarty, she plays Starlight on the show. She's like literally just one of those people you look at and you're like, my God, she's like gorgeous, mm-hmm. super gorgeous. It doesn't even need makeup. She's just got that natural beauty. She made her way onto my hall pass of 2024.
All right.
Until she posted her newest pictures. I don't know how to say it kindly, but just in a personal opinion, I feel like she destroyed her face.
It's usually the case.
The worst part about it to me, and that's just an opinion. I just, when I look at it, I saw the new picture. I'm like, oh my God. You have to be kidding me. Before I go into it, I'm just going to...
Do you have a before and after?
Yeah. So this is her. I mean,
wow, she's gorgeous.
Fucking amazing.
Well, I'm looking at a before picture. Just
right.
So
and I mean, she's just...
Yeah.
She's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
This was her a little bit later in the season. So my guess is a little bit of weight loss.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nothing, it looks like it. Yeah.
Nothing crazy. I don't see nothing really too different. Just a little thinning out of the cheeks a little bit. Same, you know, nothing crazy.
She looks great. What the
fuck? New picture, right?
Yeah.
So
she definitely had something like the like
cheek fillers. That's my thought. So everyone's saying like jawline. I don't think so much jawline. I think she always had a pretty strong jawline.
Uh huh. Yeah.
The chin kind of is back a little bit further, but something with these cheeks.
Uh huh.
The lips.
Oh yeah.
You notice the lips?
Yeah.
All right, and now look at the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Little, you know, normal nose.
Yeah,
cute.
Nothing.
Someone said, okay, so she's got a little bump right here. Plastic surgeons were on TikTok and stuff talking about it. Little bump right there. You can't see it from the front, but you can on the side a little bit more. You know, just normal. And now look at that. The bump is gone.
Yeah.
Clearly that is gone. But something just... It
changed in there.
It changed. It's like skinny. I don't know. Here's like a side-by-side timeline of when... Kind of normal. Something's different.
Something's changed there, yeah.
And then you got that. It just, it's completely, something's different. So what gets me, and I'm sad that she felt that she had to do that, you know? And who am I, right? I'm a nobody just saying that, so that makes me the asshole, right? She posted it and probably expected a reaction of like, girl, you are gorgeous, mm-hmm. you know? But she didn't get the reaction she wanted.
Yeah.
She got the complete opposite. Worst part about it is she's saying she's done nothing. That's all. I lost 10 pounds and that's makeup. No. And she did have breast implants done, but that's normal. Like, I don't want to say normal, but something noticeable that's not like, as long as you don't go overly crazy with it,
mm-hmm.
it's subtle. You know, people know. Kaylee Cuoco, she's got breast implants, but she didn't fuck with her face either.
Yeah.
It made helped her feel confident. So it's possible Erin did this to feel more confident. I think it's too much, though. Like, it's just, you've changed the way you look, and you were absolutely stunning. So, yeah, by her, and it just made me even more mad of her, like, saying, like, I did nothing. Clearly, you've done something, and it's okay to just own it and be like, I did do something. It made me feel better about myself. Like, what's wrong with that? And people might have been like, oh, all right.
They wouldn't have.
probably not.
They still would have been mad. But, you know.
But to totally deny it is just silly because you can completely you can tell.
And your face is... People who follow you, your face is everywhere. There's a million screenshots of your face.
Right. Exactly.
All over the internet.
So when you post something, people mm-hmm. know when there's been a change.
I mean, shit, people on the internet will know if you got a new freckle or not.
Right.
Absolutely. You know?
She has that post. It doesn't get the reaction she wants.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes on and writes, the only reason I haven't deactivated my account is because I'm going to be leaving this here, this post. Otherwise, consider it deactivated. I'm reading it as if she's angry, which I'm assuming she was.
Mm-hmm.
I will not have access to it for an extensive, if not permanent, break. Social media is not something that came naturally to me, and it was an investment of energy to connect with you guys. I am horrified by the reaction, the reductive assumptions, and aforementioned video talking about Megyn Kelly calling her out on it, you know, Fox News lady.
Mm-hmm.
is a primary example of such harassment. You know, it's a trending topic to talk about, is what it is. In Megan's case, Megan was talking about, like, basically what I did. You were so beautiful. Why would you even do that? Like, if something's mentally bothering you that you feel like you have to do that, maybe get help first. And then if you decide, like, the only way I'm going to feel better is if I fix this on myself.
Mm-hmm.
then you take those steps, you know?
But yeah.
I don't think she meant it in a horrible way. You disgusting pig, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, why would you do that? The surgery shit has gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Aaron doing it.
No, it's widespread.
Yeah, she says, it's broken my heart. You've broken my heart. You've lost the privilege of this account. Like, you can talk to fans that way? You've lost the privilege? Girl, the privilege is yours.
Mm-hmm.
People are the one following you. You make money off your followers by having that social media account.
Mm-hmm.
It's your privilege to have us, not our privilege to have you. You know, she goes on to say, the way that this has been spoken about, the way that I have been spoken to, I will not accept. Understandable.
Yeah, she's probably not wrong there.
Right. I have been in a hole, and I've been consumed by this personal situation at hand. You never know what someone is going through. Social media is a platform that is not representative of the whole person, and irregardless, it's no excuse for words that have been spoken directly to me or about me. That part of it's understandable.
Yeah. Again, very, very true.
Right. But you also have to remember, fans have been following you for a while that think the world of you, and all of a sudden you go and basically become not you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's devastating to a lot of people. You got to understand from young girls' perspectives that some probably wish they looked exactly like you. You decide like, I don't want to look like that. Fuck it. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you teaching them?
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel, you know, pretty, so I'm just going to go do what she did. 1 week later, she's back on. That didn't take long. I don't see that post anymore. For me, it's down. But this time, she's thanking the fans for their support, which in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is a retraction statement. Her PR person probably got a hold of her and said, listen, you can't talk that way about your fans because they are your fans.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably taken aback by everything, and immediately, like, your last picture was kind of like normal, and then this.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it was the angle, the makeup, the surprisingly bigger cheekbones, bigger lips, I mean, you have to understand where the reaction is coming from. That doesn't make her a bad person. She still may be a nice person.
Exactly,
and great.
Yeah.
You just have to understand from a fan's perspective of, like, that's what we enjoyed about you was your beauty, your face. It was just awesome. And you're a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
So then to do that is just like, and I think to Megyn Kelly's point, is like, is something going on upstairs that, like, you need help with? Like, maybe solve that issue first before you, you know, mutilate your body in a way that's unrepairable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that was somebody stepping up and going, hey, you need to come out and say something quick.
And she probably had, like, you know, I'm sure she had some fans that were like,
very supportive.
You know, very supportive.
Oh, you still look beautiful.
But people, you know, majority of people now just like to burn a career. They just like to, they like to watch somebody fall. They just want to cancel somebody.
You
know. And I think that was probably like, I'm sure her PR people were like, listen, these people can, they'll stop watching the shows you're on. Like, you need to retract that.
Yeah, and get in front of this and just handle it.
Because you won't be working if these people stop supporting you and stop watching whatever you're on.
Like, I think it would have been okay to just jump in front of it and say, you know what, I have had some shit done.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel better.
Just be honest.
Yeah, just be honest. But when when you try to say you've done nothing, no. And they've had professional people look at the photos and dissect them, and they don't think she's had a jaw thing done. So that she naturally had that jawline.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some lips, some lip injections, cheekbone injections, probably some filler.
Mm-hmm.
Your cheekbones just don't go from being non-existent to like puffed out like footballs on the side of them.
Yeah.
And possibly something around the eyes, because she had like kind of like the Taylor Swift thing. Remember Taylor's eyes were a little bit down further, and now they're wide open.
Oh.
A lot of celebs are doing that now.
She had stuff done?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Right. But again, somebody who didn't need it, but you know, Blake Lively's had, she had her nose done.
Yeah.
But it's so subtle that
you
never knew that, you would never know. And to
you
me,
take
that's
a very keen eye. And that's that's the approach you need to have. Of course, these surgeons aren't going to tell these people that because they're making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. And to me, it's fantastic. If you're just discovering Blake Lively for the first time, you don't know she's had a nose job. You just think she's this beautiful, naturally beautiful girl. Then you see an old picture and you're like, oh, yeah, she's had it done, but it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go over the top. She got her nose done and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do her lips and cheeks and forehead and fucking eyebrows and shit. You know, she just
restructured her face.
Right. So, I mean, there's a subtle way of doing it to, even if you don't feel good about yourself, to like and subtly do it to make yourself feel better. And it, when you're in that light, you got to understand you're going to be scrutinized by everything. Like you said, you a freckle ends up on the other cheek. You're going to notice that.
People are going to notice that.
Is that a tattoo freckle? Because it's on a different cheek now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still going to watch the show, obviously. I really enjoy the show. I was super disappointed, like a lot of people were, when I saw that. I was like, God damn it. You know, and I don't even know if I might have to. I don't know if she's still on the hall pass list. I don't know.
Yeah.
She might be a cool person to hang out with. We'll have her on the show.
Well, you could just fuck a piece of Tupperware and it'd be the same.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, she has to keep in mind, like, obviously something was right. Your looks and your ability, acting ability, have got, because it's like a combo of both, right? Like, usually the looks help you get someplace.
Sure.
In Hollywood as well.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried sucking dick and it doesn't. Nothing's worked. Who do I got to fuck around here to get in the goddamn industry?
Like, you've made it. Like, you're succeeding. Right. You're on a hit television show.
That should be even more of an incentive not to change anything.
Not to change. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think you're right on that one.
But, you know, I think we all kind of, you know, I think we have, all of us have body issues to some extent.
Oh, absolutely. So. And some of us just don't have the money to fix it, or we probably would. But if somebody called us out on it, we can't really get mad at them if you did it, you know? And that's the line you walk of, like, how far do I go with this? Madonna looks like Mortoro from Mortal Kombat, right? Mickey Rourke, he looks like one of those fucking puppets from the Land of Confusion video from Genesis. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's guys too, man. Everybody in Hollywood's doing it. Jennifer Aniston now with her new, I was pissed when I saw that, because I'm like, Jen, God damn it. But I think with them aging, they're starting to get less and less roles, and I think it freaks them out. And it's like, listen, you got plenty of money.
Yeah.
Age naturally
the way you're supposed to.
Yeah. And when you're beautiful, you're going to age beautifully.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know, man.
And don't they know that aging natural, like, will help you get jobs enough, you know? They might not want to hear, but the character's older.
Right. I'm not in the industry enough to know if that would be devastating or not, of like, oh man, I always played these young roles.
Everybody ages.
Yeah.
Father time is undefeated. Let's switch gears. Switching gears. You're pretty hardcore gamer, right? More of a kind of a gamer historian. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, more of a historian, collector. The new stuff is usually few and far between anymore. I mean, you know, I bought Tears of the Kingdom for Switch on launch day, and I still have not played it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where I'm like, but you know how many retro games I've played since then? Mm-hmm. I've beaten, what did I play? Oh, the Minish Cap for Zelda.
Yes.
I played that and beat it before I've even played Tears of the Kingdom. So I'm more of a retro guy, but I do have the new systems.
So I currently have been fortunate enough to have the current gen systems, Switch, PS5, and Xbox.
The X?
The Series S. So yeah, I'm fortunate to own the three current gen systems, and I can tell you that I barely touch my Xbox.
Yeah.
And my question to you, because leading up to Xbox had an announcement last week, kind of reassuring everybody that, you know, things are going good. We're porting four current exclusive games to other systems. I think they've since announced two of them that are going to Switch. I can't remember what they were. You know, leading up to that, a lot of people were like, you know, is Xbox dying? And I kind of thought about it, and I'm like, is it? Okay, maybe not so much dying, but I would say they are failing this current gen system.
I would agree with that.
And I don't know if they can afford, when we get into the next generation of consoles, if they can afford to have what's going on with the current gen happen again. They are getting smoked by the exclusives on PS5 and Nintendo Switch. I mean, and the only reason I got an Xbox is because Microsoft purchased Bethesda, which makes Fallout, Elder Scrolls games, and mainly Starfield. I wanted to play Starfield. I really enjoy Starfield, but it missed the mark for Microsoft. I think they were hoping that more people would do what I did, or, you know, Game Pass subscriptions would go up, and I think that it kind of missed the mark a little bit. But you look at what Sony has done with their exclusives, and then, you know, Sony announces none of our big major IPs will be coming out again until like 2025. And then like 3 days later, they drop Helldivers 2, which, you know, has one of the biggest launches in recent gaming history. Right. I mean, yeah. Their servers were breaking. There were so many people. And I'm just like, you know, how long can Xbox maintain when Sony just keeps dropping games that aren't supposed to be major hits and they're like huge
blowing
hits
out of the water.
And Xbox has nothing. Like, where's the Gears of War? Where, like, what was their plan?
Seriously.
What was their plan? Sea of Thieves, I know, is a really big game for them. I don't really particularly enjoy Halo games, but I did play, you know, Halo. But like, where's like a new Gears of War? What was their plan?
Yeah, they didn't. I don't think they had one. I think they're shooting from the hip right now.
And I know they announced that, you know, their next system is going to be the largest technical gap between systems ever. But your system isn't the problem. It is your games.
Right.
It is your exclusive games. And then I was surprised when they were like, well, here's four games that we have that are exclusive that we're going to put out on Switch. To me, that's, here, let's enjoy this. That's, we need money because we just paid a fortune for Bethesda, Activision, Blizzard, and eventually those games are going to, I mean, they're going to hit when they drop a new Elder Scrolls or a Fallout, but what else? What do you got? I know Fable's supposed to be coming out this year, and, you know, give or take, I mean, that's a bigger Xbox title, but if that fails...
Yeah, where do you stand at that point? Yeah, I know they announced that new system like you talked about that should, so they claim, just be a technological advance, you know, system that is going to be untouchable, at least for a while.
Yeah.
But in the same sentence, they're dropping a portable system too, which I'm like, okay, you're just like, are you grasping at strings or has this been the plan all along?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows you don't make money on a console. You know that. You make your money off your games, your downloads, your DLCs, your subscriptions. That's where you make the money. And then to see a portable, I was just like, that's kind of weird. Is it going to be like a new system altogether? The way I read it, it said it's going to be just like the S. It's only going to be downloadable content. Is it going to be original? Is it like backwards compatible? You know, they didn't give a lot of details. But it did say it was going to be dockable. And I'm like, okay, so what's the point of that? If it's dockable, you have a damn system anyway. Like, what's the purpose? So is it going to be a whole new library? But if you're going to drop that kind of knowledge, have your shit together to fucking drop it. Like, this is going to be a completely new, you know, like the PS Vita. Like, we're going to have all new games, could be Gears of War or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Just all new, though. Only exclusive to that handheld. But they didn't give any of that information. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, so what is it? Are we supposed to be hype about it? Or?
Yeah. And plus,
so you're telling me I got to pay for two at once? I need to buy your new console and the portable, like, if I want to enjoy everything?
Yeah, that didn't make much sense to me. I don't think, you know, Switch is Switch. I don't think you have enough market. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fanboying here because I love playing everything. I just want Microsoft to give me a reason to want to play my Xbox.
Absolutely.
Give me a reason. Because I tell you what, if I had bought an Xbox and that was the only thing I had, I wouldn't have an Xbox anymore.
Right.
So yeah, that's all I got in this big, beefy burrito. I've
added some sour cream. That's not sour cream.
No.
So with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
Talked about a lot of things today. The Shane Gillis return to Saturday Night Live after being fired. Aaron Moriarty's plastic surgery rumors/ yes, you did. some gaming console talk. Be fun. So we're going to, you know, probably throw some questions out to the listeners like we always do.
Yes, sir.
And that's on
Facebook, Twitter, X. You can find us on Threads now, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Google us. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
Like we said, just ending this conversation here. You can make the difference of helping us get out there. Like, literally take the 2 minutes today, find your favorite episode, share it, write a little description so people know what they're getting into, and, you know, get us in front of somebody that's never going to find us otherwise.
Yep.
It helps us out. It gets us past those nasty algorithms for us saying, cock. There we go. This episode's banned. And you know what? We'll definitely appreciate it. You know, we communicate with all you guys.
Definitely.
So we really appreciate you guys tuning in.
For sure. Thank you guys so much.
So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Oh.